Mr. Bill LaGates, are you still here? And Brad.
Able-bodied staff are right here.
That's it.
They are.
I hope your update's not as long as their update.
I can guarantee that. I was going to say that this is half my staff and two main ingredients of it. We sent our update, what I thought we were supposed to Dave last week, so I hope you had a chance to read it. If not, I'll go over it for you.
Go ahead.
Very briefly.
Take your time. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You don't have to answer it, George.
Basically, once again, we're here to talk about the update on the NSP, which Brandy will go over, and a new stimulus, well, grant that is part of our CDBG, Community Development Block Grant, or it's recovery funds, additional funds we're getting and starting to work on. Brad will go over that. What I'd really like to say, though, is both of the, my right and my left, they're very, how should I say, probably some of the top workers in this county. We have taken
waiting
on.
To the engineering department left.
I would say it right in front of them. They should both be. They're not directors yet.
I hope they're not hearing.
They're not directors. You know, so they're all directors left.
Oh, okay.
Couple managers, supervisors.
All right.
Fred's assistant. I shouldn't be doing all that. I'm sorry. I got hung up in all that. It's a tough act to follow with all that money on the board.
Look like you're getting emotional about it.
No way. But anyway, they have worked really hard on this. One was since last October. The criteria for the federal funds is just unbearable. George, you said it. It's just every step of the way. They change it on you. They want something else, the state, the federal government. We've hung in there. Brandy's hung in there. She was at a conference again this past week. And, you know, we still got the money to work with, and we have some very good news of Brandy. I'm not going to take her thunder from her and Brad because they have worked on NSP, and I'm going to let them share that with you. And then any questions? Ms. Brandy?
Okay. Good afternoon. I will be very brief. I just wanted to let you know that we do have three upcoming settlements for our first NSP homeowners. Actually, one was scheduled this week and one was scheduled last week, but because of issues that have come up beyond our control or the families, they have been delayed for probably another 2 weeks or so. We have one scheduled for September 10th. So we, if they go through in the next couple weeks, we are in line to be the first jurisdiction in the state to have an NSP homeowner in a house. Newcastle County and Wilmington have started purchasing the homes as the city and as the county, but there are no homeowners that are actually in them yet. So
NSP being?
The Neighborhood Stabilization Program, yes. Purchasing the foreclosed homes throughout the county. And we have several other families that are qualified and are looking to make offers on homes. And we actually have worked with CHIP Guide to, as soon as those settlements go through, we will do a nice press release on that. We are finishing up our MOUs with our partners, working with the county attorney so that they can get started with their models, Habitat, Milford Housing, and Diamond State. And we've worked pretty tirelessly with the buyers, lenders to ensure that our model fits with their mortgage products pretty much so they can coexist. And their approval processes are extensive. But that's all I have.
And following up with her, Brandy's very humble. She was told by the State Housing Authority we were the first homeowner household in the state. And with that, during the conference, they told her that actually she found out Delaware is way ahead than the rest of the regional conference.
By far than Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, everything.
By just putting one person in one house, we were that far
ahead. The documents.
We haven't done that yet.
Yeah, the documents.
Well, I mean, we're getting close, but we're that far ahead of all these other counties?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you got to love
the
federal program.
They want her documents or our documents with Mr. Moore that we have produced. We are further ahead. A lot of them are just sitting back, as Mike said, with his new monies that you can't afford to because there's a deadline. And some are, I don't know if they think that HUD or they'll change the date and push it back like they always do. You know, Brandy found out that there's no way that's going to happen. But, you know, the government better not do it.
With Pennsylvania and states like Georgia, there's so many counties and cities that are receiving funding that it's so hard to coordinate. But with Delaware, all the jurisdictions that receive funding communicate very well and all the time, so it flows a little bit more smoothly than other larger states.
But it is a small step, but we're very tickled that at least we got the one. And Brad's going to, we've got additional money and some additional admin money, which Susie will be tickled about.
I do have one question on the NSP. Uh-huh. Unlike Newcastle County, are they buying houses as inventory and then selling, where we're only
right, we're
making
doing
a sale if we have
subsidy.
A homeowner?
Right, we're doing the direct soft second mortgage to the homeowner, whereas Newcastle, City of Wilmington are actually purchasing the homes themselves, fixing them up, then putting them out there to the homeowner.
I think
so
we're
they're
not
taking
safer
on,
this way.
Right, oh yeah, we're not taking
the
on the responsibility of ownership or maintenance of the
right.
property.
Good,
or anything.
Good move. Good.
Yeah, we agreed that early going, I thought we went over this, that we didn't want to get in real estate business. Mm-hmm. One of our main partners is Realtor Association, and they have been very active. In fact, the first two or three, they are by the realtors coming to us with them. So we're very happy about that. We didn't want to go out and start buying homes.
Mm-mm.
And not knowing whether you could get somebody placed in, because the other thing we found out is, and Mr. Moore can correct me, what you say is the secondary of the lending institutions are extremely hard now, and George, you probably know this, to get somebody now to get a mortgage. It is just really hard. That's part of the reason they've been delayed.
Mm-hmm. In fact, they would have had several closings already. However, it's the secondary market, the underwriters, because of the amount of money that's available, they're looking at a soft second, and part of that money is for the closing costs, part for the rehab, and the amount of the rehab is just so large that they're looking at that. They have no models to work through. So they're actually looking on the secondary market, how they're going to fine-tune their models. So we've had to modify the programs somewhat so that the people are getting some money for the acquisition and for the settlement costs, and then later, immediately after settlement, give them that another soft mortgage for the rehab so that it works.
Right.
I would like to reiterate what Mr. LaCate said. This department has worked so hard since I've been on as county attorney. I get multiple emails almost daily where they are having to track the program. The program will change. We'll have documents drafted, approved, and then there will be a change in the program. Mm-hmm. Or there will be a new directive, and we have to redo it. But they have been excellent on being on top of that. Thank you.
Very good. Brad, how can you top that?
Well, the only thing I can say is that we are receiving some more rehabilitation funding. This year we're going to receive $312,531 in community development block grant recovery funding. Of this amount, about $290,000 can be used for housing rehabilitation, and about $22,584 can be used for administration costs. We'll use this in conjunction with the $1,155,000 of community development block grant and home funding that we received this year. There's something a little bit different that the Housing Authority and the State Service Center are asking us to partner with the weatherization program this time. So how this funding will work, we'll have our funding, and then we'll actually do an energy audit of the house. We'll use that report and our inspection report to generate two sets of work specifications. And one part of that will be paid for by First Aid Community Action's weatherization program. And then we'll use our CDBG funding to do the rest of the housing rehabilitation. So this was just an update on it. And we will follow all the lead base and historical clearance guidelines. We actually have the MOU. I think Mr. Baker has a copy and Mr. Moore has a copy of that. So mine's not as exciting as the NSP.
It's just small
money.
Yeah. Will that allow you, Brad, to do more houses than
yes,
you just pay?
Okay. Absolutely.
15 to 20.
15 to 20.
And Brad also is very humble. With that, he's out writing up jobs from our other CDB to $1.5 million. So we still have our regular workload with this, but we're excited and we're working. So that's pretty much our report if you don't have any questions.
Any questions?
How many people do you have in line? I remember contacting you a while back about a home in Milton. Do you have a lot of people in line?
We have 1,000 on our waiting list.
You have 1,000 people on your waiting list?
Yes. Counting the towns and countywide. Our biggest is what we call scattered countywide rural area, 800,
which
about 70.
It's harder to get specific funding because it's not in a municipality.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because it's not in the municipality?
But we're getting ready to send out letters, too, to start the grants for next year.
Uh-huh.
And okay. And the towns, we do the town grants, so mm-hmm. they kind of get a step up, even if they only have 15 or 20.
Yeah.
They'll get allocation, mm-hmm. Some of the entitlement funds allocation, the same as we would.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you, guys. You're doing a great job.
Could I, Mr. President, could I make one comment?
Yes, Mr. Baker.
I just wanted to thank the Community Development Department. This didn't really surprise me that they were the first in the state. I would have been surprised if you weren't. Because they have that reputation with rehabbing
That's
homes.
Wonderful.
And they've
thank
just
you.
Done an outstanding job over the years. And they've really tackled mm-hmm. this, which was, as Mr. Moore noted, was completely mm-hmm. new program, sort of with a lot of different requirements and changing requirements because the federal government's been kind of developing as it goes
mm-hmm.
and they've done a great job with it.
Very good job.
Thank you.
Now to grant requests, Ms. Webb.
Just two tonight. The first one's the Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra.
Who submitted that, Mr. Cole?
Where'd it come from?
Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra.
What was it? They have expenses. I think they're going to have a big performance there in the.
They're requesting $1,000.
Where's it
going to
be?
$1,000.
I'll make a $1,000 donation.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Gotta love the arts.
George plays the oboe, you know.
I play the cello.
I have a motion and a second to grant $1,000 from Mr. Cole's account to Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra. Any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms.
Yes.
Deaver? Mr.
Yes.
Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
City of Rehoboth Beach?
Yep. We're still in the music, boys. Mm-hmm. How much do they want?
That's Joe.
They have
$700 towards a certain concert.
A certain concert, right. We're going to help with that certain
concert. That's
Jones, isn't it?
I'll give $750, the requested amount to help with that event.
$700 is what they requested.
$700? Okay, $700, okay.
I'm sorry if I wasn't clear.
He's rich.
I was going to say $50 for you.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second to grant the funds from Mr. Cole's account. Any discussion? If not, we'll take a vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion
carried. Sam, you don't sound too enthusiastic about the arts.
I'm happy for you, George. I'm happy for you.
I did ask the agenda to be amended prior to its approval for the Bridgeville Apple Scrapple. I received a letter in the past. They've received $1,500 primarily from Mr. Jones' account. Mr. Wilson, are you feeling generous today?
A lot of scrapples, Sam.
A lot of scrapples.
Joe Conaway. It's just going to Joe Conaway.
I can
say I should cut back.
They do serve a lot of people beyond Bridgeville, and I in the past have given $300 to help out.
You want to give
$300? Oh, that was me.
Sam, what is this? You negotiating down there?
He's right there next door.
That's correct. I'll give $300.
All right, I'll make up the other.
Okay, and that'll be $900 for Mr. Wilson's account. And that's a motion from Mr. Wilson, a second from Mr.
That's correct, yes.
Vincent. Any discussion?
I'm not clear on the funding.
$300 for Mr. Phillips, $300 for Mr. Vincent.
Okay, you're
still
only
$1,500.
$900 for Mr. Wilson.
Got it. Thank you.
We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
Yes, Mr. President. We have two. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 11.96 acres, more or less.
Yeah, I'll introduce it.
And the second is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.51 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
The CR zone has a minimal.
That is all, Mr. President.
There is no additional business to be brought before the council from the public. Does council have anything before we ask for a motion to go to executive session?
I have a question.
Beaver?
Is there a way that we could, when we introduce these ordinances, we could say where the places are? I'm not familiar with hundreds and all of that. Can't we say where the places are, or is that not technical? Is that not legal? Legalese enough?
We could prepare in advance and try to.
I mean, not today, but I mean generally, it's just very.
Sure. Right.
Yeah, just it would be easy to add a better description and address of some sort.
Right. Thank you.
Mr. Vincent?
Just a thought.
You just say Lewis, Delaware.
We get packets every week with lots of stuff in them. And it seems like we come to council meeting and they hand the same stuff to us all over again. We must kill 4 million trees a week. Can't we, if we get in our packet, we don't need to have it again.
I agree.
Everybody gets a pack, bring a packet with you, and we just go through that and.
Yeah, just new things that.
I mean, if something comes up new, but if it's in the packet, we don't need to see it. I don't think another piece of my gracious.
I feel bad tossing them in the trash. And I just.
They could be on that computer.
Or on the computer.
Which we could even access when we're at home or whatever. And a lot of this stuff, I mean, we do our, you know, fairly have the ability to do a lot with this little screen that's in front of us now. I think a lot of this stuff could be right in front of us. So
I get the same thing twice and just piles of paper and piles of paper.
But ever since Jones got here, we've had more paper and more paper.
Could I get a motion to go in executive session for pending and potential litigation? Litigation?
Second.
A motion and a second. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
You got it.
Mr. Cole?
Don't pickle the minority member.
In executive session.